In a judgment dated March 1, the Delhi High Court ruled in favor of Sinistan Entertainment, a media and entertainment company, in a move that provides startups relief from Section 56(2)(7)(b), or what is popularly known as angel tax. And NBSP. The court said that the valuation of a company through prescribed methodology and based on projected revenues cannot be challenged at a later date on the basis of actual revenues. And NBSP. Andltco, since the performance did not match the projections, revenue sought to challenge the valuation, on that footing. This approach lacks ETA 1007-2019 material foundation and is irrational since the valuation is intrinsically based on projections which can be affected by various factors, and requo, said the court in its judgment. And NBSP. It added, Andltco, in view of the foregoing, we find that the question of law urged by the appellant revenue is purely based on facts and does not call for our consideration as a question of law. And requo semicolon and NBSP. Incorporated in 2013, Sinistan had raised 90.95 crore from angel investors Anand Mahindra, Rakesh Jhunjhunwala and Radhakish and Amani, at a share premium of 1 to 1949 in Mahindra and Squo. S case and 1 to 2602 in the case of other investors, based on the valuation report as on December 2014 using DCF method. And NBSP. The Income Tax Assessment Officer, AU, issued a notice to the company in 2016, followed by detailed order in 2017, stating that no effort was made by Sinistan to achieve the projections made in the valuation report, and was contrary to the provisions of Section 56(2)(7)(b) and NBSP. Andltco, this ruling reiterates the same principle that share valuations cannot be disputed merely because subsequent performance did not match the projections. The court has acknowledged the fact that valuation is intrinsically based on projections which can be affected by various factors, and requo, Rita Sheikh Tawat, partner at law firm Kaiton and Ampco, told Tech Circle. She added, Andltco, this ruling will certainly help in defending angel tax-related disputes of similar angel investor-backed companies. Andltco semicolon and NBSP. Norms around angel tax were clarified in 2019 by the Ministry of Finance, exempting startups registered with the Department for Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, from provisions of angel tax. Multiple startups were served notices under angel tax clause in December 2018 and early 2019, taxing early stage investments in the companies at the rate of 30%, treating them as unquote income from other sources and requo. This led the government to come up with specific norms of exemption for the startups from angel tax in February 2019.